Good morning. This is Philip Nichols from the East Point Cumberland Presbyterian Church out here on Highway 278. It is good to be with you once again this morning on a beautiful Sunday morning. And the first thing I would like to say to all you mothers that are out there this morning, happy Mother's Day, and hopefully here in a little while I'll get to go down and see my mom and do a little talking with her and communing with her. And so thank you this morning for being a part of these services. Thank you this morning for continuing to be patient. I do have an announcement to make this morning concerning our church services, that next Sunday we will be having church service here at the East Point Cumberland Presbyterian Church. I'm excited about that. I'm just really excited about seeing people back in the church, back in the pews, and singing and just praising the Lord. And I know we've been doing that this whole time, but it's going to be great to see you. And listen, we're going to continue this live streaming here on Facebook because it's been touching and reaching a lot of lives that normally wouldn't come to church or be a part of our church services. But we're going to continue some way, somehow, we're going to continue to praise and worship the Lord in this manner. I'm excited to be with you this morning once again. And so God is good this morning. God is at work this morning. So I'd like to begin this morning by praying for those that are that need a touch from the Lord. If you're watching this morning, if you need a touch from the Lord, listen, he will bless you this morning. I'm going to pray blessings over you this morning as we open up our services this morning. And listen, I like to move around a little bit, so I don't know how we're going to do this. I don't know how we're going to do this live streaming next Sunday, but man, I see people in this church house. It's going to be exciting. So know when you come next Sunday, your pastor's going to be on fire. He's going to be excited. He's going to have a big old smile on his face. You know, I wish I could hug you, but we ain't going to do that. But we're still going to keep our distance from one another. So please keep that in mind, and we're going to continue to practice safe hygiene and washing our hands, and we're going to make, we've taken every precaution to ensure the safety of those that will be here next Sunday. So please bow with me this morning, and let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, we just, you know, I just want to tell you once again this morning, Heavenly Father, Lord, I love you this morning. We love you this morning, God. And Lord, we know you're doing a mighty work. And we know, Lord, that you're at work this morning, God. And we know that you are sitting on the throne this morning, Heavenly Father. So, God, we thank you this morning for this beautiful day. We thank you, Lord, for all your blessings that you continue to pour out upon us, Heavenly Father. God, we pray that you continue to restore things and order back to the way it should be and the way you want it to be, Heavenly Father. And God, we give you the praise for that this morning, Lord. God, we pray for those that are sick this morning, God. Lord, we pray for those that are brokenhearted this morning, Heavenly Father. God, we pray for those that are struggling this morning, God. Lord, we pray for those that are just in a desperate situation this morning, Heavenly Father. God, we pray for those that are having to work today at their regular jobs. God, we just thank you for all the frontline workers, Heavenly Father, and we ask your blessings upon them, Heavenly Father. God, we pray for our church and our church universal, Heavenly Father. God, that you just continue to bring the people back into your churches, Heavenly Father, and continue to let your word be preached and spoken, Lord, in the church houses. And as we take that word with us, Lord, out into the highways and the byways, Lord, where we frequently go every day, Lord, and let our lives be a living testimony to you, Heavenly Father. And God, let this virus be a testimony of how great you are, Lord. Let this the situation that we've been dealing with, Heavenly Father, be a testimony of your glory, Heavenly Father. And God, we just praise you this morning, God. And now I ask you, Lord, as always, God, to hide me behind the cross. Lord, let me take no glory, honor, praise for anything that's spoken this morning, Heavenly Father, through your word. And God, I pray for those that are listening today and watching today, Heavenly Father, that may be watching and listening later on. God, we just ask you, Lord, to open up our hearts and our minds today, Lord. Give us a revelation of your word, Heavenly Father. God, let it improve our lives with you, our faith in you, Heavenly Father. God, let it improve our trust in you, God. Lord, let us help us to love you more every day, Lord. Let us decrease, Heavenly Father. Let you increase, Heavenly Father. So, God, we thank you for the blood of Christ. We thank you for the cross of Calvary. And, God, we thank you this morning that Jesus Christ sits at the right hand of you this morning, God, continuing to make intercessions for us, Heavenly Father, as we go down the pathway of life with you. God, we just thank you this morning. We love you. We praise you. We glorify your holy name. And these things we humbly ask in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, this morning. Amen. Again, this morning, I want to just say to you this morning, Happy Mother's Day. And it's a great and wonderful day, as always. And I hope and pray that you mothers have the best day today. And I hope and pray that you are blessed beyond measure. And, you know, it's not easy to be a mother, but it's a blessing to be a mother. So I know that as I recall back as a child, my mom always did a great job taking care of me. And she did a wonderful job at correcting me when I needed correcting. So, you know, I'm not ashamed to say that, you know, my mom spared the rod on me many, many times. And you know what? I've said this 1,000 times. Every time she spared that rod on me, I needed it. So I'm glad that she corrected me when I needed correcting. And I'm glad that she loved me as much as she loved me. And she still loves me today. So I will be sharing those memories with her today. But, you know, every time I say those things to her, she'll say, I didn't do that when you was younger. I didn't do all that. But you know what? It doesn't matter. Because, you know, God's a good God. But listen, I want to talk to you today about something out of 1 Peter chapter 2. And I want to read a few verses of scripture to you, 1 through 5 this morning. I want to talk to you today about a living stones. I want to talk to you today about God building you and I into spiritual houses. And I want to talk to you today about how we are to sacrifice ourselves unto the Lord as acceptable offerings or sacrifices unto the Lord today for the services of God. So let me share with you, first of all, this morning out of 1 Peter chapter 2 and starting in verse 1. It says this to us this morning in the Word of God. It says, therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious, you also as a living stones are being built up into a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, and to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Now, there's a lot of good word right there in those first five verses. And man, it excites me as always when I read things like this. It excites me. Listen, I know this morning that the Lord is good. Amen. I know this morning that the Lord, I have tasted the Lord, and he indeed is good this morning. And I know this morning you can say amen to that. If you reflect on God and how good he's been to you in your life, listen, I want to tell you something this morning. God is still doing a mighty work in your life and in mine today. I'm just a work in progress today. I'm not a finished product this morning, if you want to call yourself a product. I'm not a finished work of God this morning. God is still doing a work in your life this morning. God is still doing a work in my life this morning. He's not done with you yet. He's not got you. You have not reached the point of being finished yet. But God says he is building you up. Listen, I know that I've tasted a lot of things. Listen, let me tell you, I've tasted a lot of things in this life. And they've all seemed like they tasted pretty good at the time. But let me tell you this morning, hallelujah, praise God this morning, that when I tasted the Lord, man, that's the best thing I've ever tasted. That's the best thing that I've ever put in my mouth. That's the best thing that ever has touched my heart. And you know what? That's the best thing that I have ever taken of, and that's the Lord. But listen, He is building you up today as a spiritual house with living stones today. And He says, we got to put away all this evil stuff. We got to put away all the malice. We got to put away all the backbiting. We got to put away all the deceit. We got to put away all the envy. We got to start living, and we got to start desiring the Lord. We got to start desiring the Word of the Lord. And when you start desiring the Word of the Lord, listen, when you start tasting that the Word of the Lord, when you start getting it in your heart, when you start getting it in your mind, the Bible says, be transformed, not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind by the Word of God. Listen, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We know that today. Amen. But what a glorious word it is to us this morning when we can say, when I can say to you this morning that God is at work in your life today. You say, well, I don't know about that. I'm still the same old person. I know, listen, I still struggle with things. I still deal with things in my spiritual life. And I often ask God to help me. I often ask God, say, God, why am I still struggling with this? God, why am I still dealing with this? But God says, you're a work in progress. God says, you are a spiritual house. Listen, God is dwelling in your temple today. Listen, I want you to think about this morning. Back in Old Testament times, man, this excites me this morning. Back in Old Testament times, I said this maybe last week, but I want to say it again today, that in Old Testament times, once a year, they would have to bring, the people would bring the blood of animals to the temple, and the priest would go in and he would offer up that blood for the sins of the people. But then in New Testament times, the cross of Calvary, when Jesus Christ went to the cross and He shed His blood on that cross, listen, that was the new covenant. That was a new covenant in Jesus Christ. And He said, listen, your life is covered on that blood today. And if it's not, it can be. You can be covered on the blood of Christ today if you want to be. If you want to become a living spiritual house of God, listen, He will come in today. He said, if any man, I stand at the door and knock. If any man opens unto me, I will come in unto him and sup with him and he with me. And listen, the Lord is with us today. We know that today. If you're a child of God, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, that's all it takes. And all it takes is one act of faith. All it takes is one confession with the heart, one confession with the mouth, one confession with the tongue that you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you and He shed His blood on Calvary for you and He cleansed you, and now you can be made as white as snow according to what the Word of God says. And listen, hallelujah, how great of a word this is to us today, that God says, you can become a living sacrifice unto me. Now, how can you do that? How can you become a living sacrifice? Well, I can tell you how. When Christ comes into your life, you won't stay the same person. You won't continue to want to be the same person. You won't want the same old things. You won't want the same old stuff. Just anything won't do. Listen, there's a lot of people in the world today. Listen, let me tell you the truth today. There's a lot of people in today's world is satisfied. They're satisfied with their life. They're satisfied with what they have. They're satisfied with the material things that they think is going to last forever. But let me tell you a truth of God's Word today. Material things are going to fade away. Material things are going to go away. They're not going to last forever. The wealth is not going to last forever. Fortune and fame is not going to last forever. All that's going to fade away. Even the guy that put up, he said, you know, I got my barns full. He said, I'm going to sit back and take ease. He said, I know what I'll do. I've got so much, I'm going to build bigger barns. But Jesus came to him, He says, you fool. He said, did you not know that tonight your life be required of you? And then He said, whose will these things be? Listen, we have to know today. We have to believe today that there is better, that God wants you to have better. God wants to give you better. He wants to give you not just better. Listen, let me tell you, praise God, hallelujah, today. He wants to give you His best today. He wants to give you all of it today. He don't want to just give you a little portion of it. He wants to give you a double portion of it today. Hallelujah, praise God. He wants to give you a double portion of His love. He wants to give you a double portion of His blessings. He wants to give you a double portion of everything He's got. And that includes Jesus Christ. That includes Whatever it is that you need this morning, God's got it for you. Do you believe that this morning? Man, that excites me to tell you that today. And man, this is what I want to share with you, continue on this morning. To be a living stone is great. To be a spiritual house of God is awesome. And listen, I know I've got a, man, I'm always updating. I was thinking about a house this morning. I was thinking about all the things you got to do to upkeep your house. You got to keep the painting. You got to keep the siding. You got to keep the cabinets. You got to keep the flooring. Man, whatever it is, you know, those things deteriorate, but you got to keep working at your house. You got to keep building at your house. You got to keep updating your house. You got to keep your house standing. You got to keep your house firm. And listen, I want to tell you, your spiritual house ain't no different today. You got to keep your spiritual house firm today. You got to keep your spiritual house updated today. You got to keep working at your spiritual house to continue to improve it. And the only way you're going to do that is to let yourself decrease. The only way you're going to do that is let God increase in your life. The only way you're going to have a stronger, more firm foundation in your spiritual house today is to cut loose from the world. The world around you, it'll bog you down. It'll cause you problems. It'll cause you brokenhearted. It'll cause you desperation. It'll cause you depression. Listen, but if you focus on God today, if you focus on the Lord today, if you focus on desiring the Word of God today, if you focus on increasing your faith in God today, if you let the Lord increase in your life today, if you let the Lord control your life today, if you let the Lord guide your life today, I promise you, as a man of God today, I promise you today that you will not be disappointed. If you will just taste and see that the Lord is good today, you won't be disappointed and you won't want to go back to those same old things. You'll want more. Listen, when I eat certain foods and they don't really taste that good, they taste kind of bland, you know what I'm talking about? I'm not no great cook or chef or anything, but I like a little flavor in my food. But when you find your favorite dish and you eat it and you take of it, and you know it's good, you'll want it again. But listen, that's the same way the Lord is. When I first tasted Him, man, I thought, man, this is pretty good. I seen that my life was changing. I seen that my heart was changing. I seen that my mind was changing. The way I talk, the way I act, the way I walk. And listen, I saw that it was pretty good. And I wanted a little bit more. So you know what I do every day? I don't know if you can see my Bible right here, but this is what I do every day. I don't watch much TV. I don't watch anything. I don't stay on my phone that much. But listen, this is what I stay in right here. This Word of God that I read to you this morning. Because I'm desiring to know more of the Lord. Do you want to know more of God today? Do you want God working in your life more today? Do you want God controlling your life more today? Have you made that decision to accept God today? If you haven't, if you want more of God, listen, the Bible also tells us that any that lacks wisdom and knowledge, let them ask of God, and He will give it unto them. If God will pour wisdom and knowledge into you, He will pour more of Himself into you today. But you got to ask Him. You got to want it. You got to commit yourself to the Lord. And listen, I want to tell you, I promise you today that I know what I'm talking about. That's what I tell people all the time. I say, you know what? People don't listen to me. They don't listen to me when I talk to them about the Word of God. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to receive it. But listen, God wants you to hear it. God wants you to receive it. God wants you to take it. He wants you to take all of it. And He wants you to apply it to your life. Listen, God dwells inside of you this morning. Do you believe that this morning? That you are the temple of God this morning, that we are to offer our bodies up to the Lord for His services and for His purposes and for His will. Listen, you got to believe that this morning. The Lord is dwelling in you this morning. Jesus Christ dwells within you this morning. The Holy Spirit is dwelling in you this morning. If you are a believer in Christ, then the Holy Spirit is dwelling. The three parts of the Godhead are dwelling inside of you this morning. But you got to open up. You got to open yourself up to Him. You got to be able to let the Lord, you got to be able to let the three parts of the Godhead flow through you. Listen, I want to tell more people about Jesus. I want to tell more people about God. I want to tell more people how they can walk in the pathway of the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit empower them. It's nothing to be ashamed of this morning. Listen, Jesus said, if any man is ashamed of Him he will be ashamed of Him in front of His Father. Listen, I'm not ashamed to confess to Jesus Christ as my Savior out into the highways and the byways. That's where people need to hear this the most this morning. That every day there's people struggling. Every day people are under the power and bondage of sin. But listen, if they would take the Word of God just as a babe and then grow in the Spirit of God, grow in the faith of God, listen, I know that the Lord will change them. And I know that the Lord will do a mighty awesome work in their life. Listen, the Lord is good this morning. He's been good to me since the day I met Him. Amen. He's been good to me. He's opened doors unto me that I thought would never be unlocked. And I've said this 1,000 times. Let me share this with you this morning real quick. I've always saw myself as nobody. Can you believe that this morning? Can you connect with that this morning? I always saw myself as a nobody. As someone that's not important. And I've drove by Wallace State, and I always like to share this. I'll never forget this. I drove by Wallace State Community College numerous times, year after year, before I met Christ. And I would look over there from time to time. I would look over there, and I'd see all those cars in the parking lot. And I would look over there, and I would always tell myself, this is a place I'll never be. I'll never step foot in that place because I'm not good enough. That's right. I told myself that. Say, I told myself I'm not good enough, not worthy enough, not smart enough. But you know what? In 2007, my wonderful, beautiful wife that's watching, I see your name on the screen. Pam. me and her walked across that stage on the same day. And we graduated from that college in 2007. Hallelujah. Praise God this morning. Man, you don't think that makes me excited every time I think about that? You don't think that God wasn't building me into a spiritual house back then? Man, when I met the Lord, He showed me. He said to me, He proved to me, you are good enough. You are worthy enough. And I'm going to prove to you how much I love you, Philip. I'm going to prove to you. You're not only going to keep driving by that college, you're going to attend college. You're going to be sitting behind a desk, and you're going to walk across that stage, and you're going to receive a diploma from that same college you said you'd never graduate from. So don't tell me this morning that the Lord can't do mighty things, because I know, I believe, I'm a witness for God today that the Lord can do a mighty thing in your life if you just let Him. If you just say, you know what, Lord, I'm going to trust You. I'm going to walk in Your way. I'm going to do it Your way. I'm tired of doing it my way. I'm tired of trying to do everything on my own. I'm tired of trying to figure out things. I'm tired of saying I'm not worthy. I'm tired of saying I'm not smart enough. I'm tired of saying that I'm not worthy enough. I'm tired of saying that I just can't do it. But Lord, I know today I'm just going to put my faith, I'm going to put my trust in You, and I'm going to see what happens. Hey, that's all you got to do. Just see what happens. Put your faith and trust in the Lord and see what happens. You can't go wrong with it. And I promise you, the Lord won't let you down. Now listen, I did fail a few classes. And listen, that was pretty devastating to me, because I thought, well, once I got in there, I thought, well, I'm just going to pass these classes and get on past it and go on. But I did fail a couple of classes. And I did have to take another one or two classes over. But that's okay. That's all right. But the Lord said, you know what? I'm doing a work in your life. I'm building you up. So maybe the first time it didn't work out. Maybe the second time it didn't work out. But God says, you work with me. You stay with me. You devote yourself to me. And I promise you, I'll show you what I can do. Amen. I'll show you what I can do. I'll prove to you what I can do. I'll prove to you what I want to do. And I want to show you how much I love you. Listen, if you didn't hear nothing else today, I'm almost done. I'm going to close with one more thing. If you didn't hear nothing else today, know this today. Hear this today. The Lord loves you. Amen? The Lord loves you. The Lord loves you so much. I just can't even describe the love the Lord has for you. The Lord loves you so much today. He wants to be your all in all. He wants you to come to Him. He wants you to give Him everything you got. And that's how you're going to make it. Listen, you want to know how you're going to make it? You want to know how you're going to survive? I'm going to tell you, I can't make it on my own. Amen? I can't. I can't make it on my own. Every day, I talk to the Lord quite a lot through the day. Man, when I get weak during the day, when I get frustrated during the day, when I get stressed out to the max during the day, that's when I call on the Lord. I call upon the name of the Lord. And I say, Lord, I need your help. I can't make it. I can't do it. I can't go on. I don't know what to do. And then that's when the Lord says, you know what, Phil? Don't worry about it. I'm in you. I'm in your spiritual house. You are a living stone unto me. And I am working. I'm helping you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to strengthen you. I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to lift you up. And I'm going to carry you. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God this morning. I'm going to lift you up. And I'm going to carry you. Listen, that's all God wants to do. It's no big complicated deal that God wants you to go through. There's not a lot of papers you got to sign. Like, you know, when you bought your house or you're an apartment or whatever you might, a car, you got to sign about 30 pieces of paper. That ain't the way God is. God says, all you got to do is come to me. I'll take care of the rest. Wow. I hope you've been blessed today by this word. I hope that the Lord has put a smile on your heart today. And I just want to thank you. I see these amens on my screen. I'm ready. Listen, church. Listen, I call you my church. If you're watching, you're my church. You're my church family, okay? You're my brothers and sisters in Christ. And listen, I see amen after amen after amen. Listen, I'm ready to hear those words in person. I'm ready for these ears to hear amens. I'm ready for these ears to praise God. I'm ready for these ears to hear hallelujah. Listen, I'm not ashamed to say hallelujah. I'm not ashamed to say praise God, because when I say those words, I mean them. I want to praise the Lord, man. I want to shout and I want to shout unto God. I want to praise unto the Lord. I'm not ashamed to say those words. I'm not scared to get in the spirit with the Lord. Listen, it's the best feeling there is. Man, you know where I'm standing right now? I see these empty pews, but listen, I see these words right now. Man, I'm ready to hear them. I'm ready to hear you shout them. I'm ready to hear you praise the Lord. Listen, when you come back to church next Sunday, listen, you got something to praise the Lord about. Listen, don't forget that. Listen, God's bringing us back in. God's bringing the businesses back open. Listen, if you're at work tomorrow, if you're at work on your business been shut down for all this time, listen, if you're at work tomorrow, don't be afraid to praise God. When those customers start come walking through the door, hey, say, listen, lift your hands up and say, praise God Almighty. Hallelujah. Praise God. We love you. Listen, it's okay to do it. And if people look at you kind of strange, just tell them what you do. Just tell them, say, you know what? I'm so excited to see you. I'm so excited to praise God this morning. I just want to let God know how great and wonderful I feel. I want to just lift up my voice. I want to lift up my hands unto the Lord. And listen, that's okay, because God's going to honor that. God's going to bless you for that. God's going to open up the windows of heaven and pour down a blessing upon you that you can't contain. And I pray that right now in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty. All right. Listen, it's been good to see you this morning. It's been good to see your comments here on the screen this morning. Boy, that encourages me. That really fires me up. Listen, I want to just thank Dennis for continuing to be here every Sunday. He's way in the back. You don't get to see him, but he's way in the back there. He's a good man of God. I love him. He's running the sound booth back there. And listen, I'm excited about what the Lord is doing and what he's going to do and continue to do. Listen, I hope that the Lord encourages you today and lifts your heart up today. And I just want to praise you today. Just praise the Lord today. And listen, continue to be in prayer. Continue to be in prayer with the Lord. Continue to let the Lord do a good work in your life. Continue to let the Lord build you up into a living house, a spiritual house. Continue to sacrifice unto the Lord today. Continue to walk in the pathway that the Lord has set before you. It's you don't have to worry about it being scared. You don't have to worry about if you're going the right way or the wrong way. But listen, the Lord will give you the way to go. The Lord will tell you the way to go. He will show you the way to go. And you don't have to worry about it. Put your faith in God. Put your trust in the Lord. And He's going to continue to do a mighty work in your life. Listen, I want to finish with these words right here. We're all a work in progress. Listen, I'm not a perfect man. I make mistakes. I sin. But listen, I know whose I belong to. I know that the Lord is on my side this morning. I know that I love the Lord this morning. I know that I love Jesus Christ this morning. Listen, I pray for my coworkers this morning. I know some of them are probably at work today. And I know that normally I would be at work today. But listen, I'm praising the Lord for them. I'm praying for them this morning. I'm praying for our company this morning. I'm praying for other companies this morning that the Lord will bless them and just bring back their business. I'm praying for the city of Coleman today. I'm praying for all the frontline workers that are continuing to have to work around the clock. I'm praying for all of them. You be in prayer too. Pray for your neighbors today. And listen, most of all, listen, I want to finish with this last word. Pray for your enemies today, okay? They're out there. They don't like you. They don't like me. And the Satan, listen, he's your number one enemy today. He don't like you, definitely. If you're praising and worshiping the Lord today, he definitely don't like you. He's going to do everything he can to stop you. Listen, he's going to do everything he can to destroy you. But listen, rebuke him in the name of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says he has to flee from you. So keep that word close to you. Keep it on the forefront of your mind. Keep it right here in front of you so you can see it, so you can read it, so you can speak it, so you can claim it, so you can live it. And the Lord will bless you for it. Wow, I'm losing my voice. Okay, let's bow together this morning and go to the Lord in prayer as we close. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, once again, we just want to tell you we love you. Lord, we praise you this morning, God. We glorify your holy name. Lord, we just lift you up this morning. Lord, your word says if you be lifted up, you draw all men unto you, Heavenly Father. So God, I pray that through this word this morning, God, through the word that you have delivered this morning, through me as your willing vessel, Lord, that all men have been lifted up. Lord, that you have been lifted up, that you draw all men unto you today, Heavenly Father. God, we pray that your will has been done in your house this morning, Lord. Lord, we pray that everything we've said and done today, Lord, be to your glory. God, we pray for all those that are watching today, Lord. We pray for those that are struggling today, Lord. We pray for those, Lord, that are under bondage today, Heavenly Father. God, we pray for those that feel that they are not loved today, Heavenly Father. God, we pray for those that are shut in nursing homes and hospitals today, Heavenly Father, that can't receive visitors today, Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord, that you would just let them know that you're with them today, Lord. Touch them in a mighty way, somehow or some way, Lord. Just touch them right now and bless them, Lord. And let them know that you're with them. Give them a calm assurance today, Lord. Give them encouragement today, Heavenly Father. For those, Lord, that can't take another step, for those that are weak and just broken today, Heavenly Father, we just pray that you lift them up, Lord. Give them the strength, Lord. Carry them in your arms, Heavenly Father, until they can walk again, Heavenly Father. And God, we pray you, Lord, that you would forgive us of all our sins. Lord, search our hearts today. Search our minds today, God. If there be anything within us, Heavenly Father, that is not of you. If there are any hindrances today, Heavenly Father, God, we pray that you would remove those hindrances, Lord. God, we pray that you would remove that sin from our lives, God. Lord, and let you increase in our lives, increase in our hearts, God. And Lord, we just give you the praise, honor, and glory. For all these things today, Lord, we humbly ask in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Wow. Wow, it's been so good to be with you this morning. Thank you for watching this morning. Thank you for your comments this morning. It's really a big blessing to see you this morning. Again, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there that are watching. I just pray that you have a blessed day. And until we meet again, this is Philip Nichols from the Faith, or East Point Cumberland Presbyterian Church. I almost said Faith. From the East Point Cumberland Presbyterian Church, blessing you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, thank you.